back to the last Talosive Tech podcast of the year. Again, right after we recorded the last podcast of the year.
Is this what Sam felt like when he didn't record? I'm trying to be like, this is what Sam felt. No wonder it took him so long to come back on the show.
I think we'll all need a break after this one anyway. Oh my goodness.
I concur.
This is take two. It's going to be awesome. Hi, Drew. How are you? It's been a while
since we've talked.
Now, I love...
I haven't seen you since last week.
It's been so long.
Talking for 2.5 hours.
Yeah. Now, I love AirPods, and I love how wireless they can be, but when every time you change AirPods, the FaceTime call drops, that I don't love as much.
That is a bit of a problem.
I'm
slightly worried that as soon as I take these, you know, I better lower my chair here.
Oh my god, you're doing the joke. Doing the joke again.
I know. Doing the joke for the second time, folks. It's going to be even better. Although it's
before anybody puts in the chat again. Oh my god, stop it! Whatever you're doing, just stop. Stop. Just stop.
So we can't play with the AirPods.
I don't want to play with them. Just stop. Anybody in the chat, what's wrong with Randy today? Nothing's wrong with Randy today. He's not upset. He's not depressed. He's in a great freaking mood. Oh, my God. We're recording on a backup, right? The reason iPad's in frame right here is we're using Nick's mic here as a backup. And the moment I saw that, I'm like, just stop. We can articulate what we need to articulate without it ever leaving the case.
I love the bra. I was really lacking support in my life, and I'm so thankful that Apple made $550, which I'm told by my mother is actually not expensive for a bra, so, you know, $550.
That's a luxurious segment for the – maybe that's other wearables Apple could get into.
That, you know what? Underwear. I love this idea.
I would wear an.
I would totally wear Johnny Ive approved Egyptian leather natural or Egyptian cotton.
I would wear an Apple thong any day of the week.
It'd be so supple though.
It's so minimal.
You're holding the XM4s now. I forget. Do those use the like touch panels for controls?
They do.
Ah,
wait,
see, that's
as in like the,
that's something
like the
I don't
services,
love.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would take the digital crown over those, but
just leave it alone, Nick. Just
not for $300 more.
I would say the thing about this, I'm going to try to act like we're talking about it for the first time. So,
well, if you keep mentioning that it's not,
I'm
the first
gonna
time, it's
I'm
not
gonna
going to
give
on.
You, I'm going to give you genuine response, but in a more concise way. This will be a way.
This is going to be a quicker show.
I feel like it's going to be a quicker show. We'll say what we need to say in the first 30 minutes, and then we're going to make the last 45 just feel natural again. Okay. These phones right here, which everyone is doing
XM4.
The Sony 1000 XM4s, XM4s for short. Everyone is comparing these two. I'm seeing videos of like side by side from Sam, from Max Tech, and now from us.
Talosive Tech.
And Talosive Tech Podcast channel.
We made it.
I will sum it up in the quickest way possible.
Actually, no. We have an hour and 15
no, but I really want to move on from the segment. I want to move on from the Sony part. I'm tired of talking about the Sonys.
Yeah.
The Sonys sound amazing. They are great in every sense of the word. They are worth the $280 current price tag that they have a sale going on. And what you would require a wireless headphone over the ears to do for you, these perform very, very well. I think they have some of the best ANC that we have out there for the wireless market. Only that shy that competes with Bose, in my opinion. I think the transparency is terrible. And I think these are lighter, therefore softer and more comfortable on the head. And I like the design of it better. And I like the case that it comes with better.
Wonderful.
And for $280, it comes with the actual headphone jack that you can plug into it for free, not $35 more.
And a USB to USB-C charging cable. And
the best charge method.
Airplane adapters.
This is meant for airplanes. Yeah. And it gives it to you for free under sub $300 after taxes.
So are we saying Sony's are better? Yes.
Kind Pretty of. Much. Now, the comparison that I would say, as an I'm talking as an audiophile, with these ones, this is more immersive because the way it sits on your ears, there's all these extra vents. I'm not taking it out of the case. So whereas like these headphones, it shoots into your ear with the suction right. on your ear. The suction itself with the cup that's right there, it's coming in at every direction. So you feel more immersed. I wouldn't say necessarily louder, but it's more – there's more clarity involved with it.
Very little distortion.
I didn't get any distortion.
I never got distortion in my loud listening experiences.
No, no distortions. No. So with that, $280 to $350 – $550. So what do you get with this? Noise cancellation. The ANC is the same, in my opinion, hearing it in the in-ear AirPods Pro. So if you're looking for ANC, I would strongly recommend for money factor here as your wireless replacement. However, transparency on this thing with all the mics and because the suction and all the sound is shooting everywhere.
Better than reality.
Drew said it makes reality feel dull, or I'm paraphrasing, but that's basically what he's saying. And I will attest that this is the best sounding transparency I've ever heard. And because of it and the way the music is shooting in your ears, I think these are the best sounding headphones. In every sense of the word, as an audiophile, I would take these over these any day of the week. If we're not
for
talking
you audio listeners, you'd take the AirPods Max
over for the audio listener. I would take the AirPods Max over the Sony's if we're not talking price, and that's the asterisk that I have to come with.
Big asterisk.
The price that you get for the trade-off, it is an upgrade from the Sony's, especially as an audiophile, but it is not worth it. The way I was saying it many times now is that there's a point when if you do cost per dollar, there's a point of diminishing returns. Once this starts to eclipse the Sony's, the diminishing returns, it's you're going really, really high in the price range for premium quality. I don't care for the heavy weights of the metal. I don't like it. It's heavy. I don't care for the mesh in comparison to the fabric of this one. I find memory this one foam. Lighter and more.
Yeah.
The memory foam. I love that. And I don't really care with the ANC because it didn't feel that much different from when I just turned it all off altogether. The transparency mode on is a game changer.
Yeah, so.
And with the drivers and everything that goes in it, this is the game changer for it. The price is my reservation. Nick, tell them what you experienced with the transparency mode.
I was in the mall as one is wearing the most expensive pair of headphones I'd ever consider purchasing. And they were cocoons of sonic bliss over my ears.
That's literally what he called it. As he's flexing out of the Apple store, of all things.
You know, as one does, having cocoons of sonic bliss over my ears.
Yeah.
I had transparency mode on. And Randy was walking behind me, and we were walking out of the mall. And he was talking, and, you know, I had transparency on. I wasn't really thinking much of it. Until I turned my head back to look at him. And as I turned my head, where his voice was coming from in transparency in these headphones, sounding better than real life, turned. And, like, it was the trippiest experience. Like, it's like, whoa, these are my ears. They don't feel like – because I'm used to AirPods Pro transparency where it's kind of – it's just a microphone and there's no, like, intelligence, you know, spatial audio going on. But AirPods Max – when I turned my head, the audio source moved from balanced in both because Randy was behind me to just mono left with, you know, some, you know, reverberation in the right. I was blown away. Yeah. Like, the transparency in these, as Drew says, sound better than life itself.
The technology in these things is
so impressive. Unbelievably. But the price. I cannot forgive Apple.
People thought I got emotional because I was blown away by the sound. I was saying wow because I'm like, wow, this is $550.
No. So, you know, overall, I love the design. I know, Randy, you'd mentioned that these are heavier. These are a lot heavier than the Sony's. So AirPods Max, totally heavier than the Sony's. And
Maybe I'd have a different argument if it was secure, but it's also loose.
It does move around a lot. So as long as you're not moving your head and you're enjoying audio the way you should, which I have a story on that and we'll get to in a moment, according to our script, we have the motion of it is... If you're not moving, it's not heavy. I don't know how else to describe. With this like little mesh thing, it distributes the weight really well on the top.
Upright's fine.
Yeah, but if you turn over, cocoons just take care of all of the pressure. Mm-hmm. And it just hits my ears perfectly and on the side of my head. And it's just beautiful. So I would recommend the design. I love the design. I think it's very minimal. I hate these Sonys and all the other products that have like twists and pieces of plastic and lines and seams and, you know, stretchy clicky things. Like, this just, it feels very cheap to me in comparison. I mean, I know these are expensive headphones.
Because it is much cheaper. Them,
people who love them, I'm glad you love these. Wonderful.
Don't oh, they let us know how much
they oh my gosh. I didn't know how angry people could get over headphones. Y'all need to take
it. I thought people who were aggressive about EVs. I know. No, I'm at a new market.
Whoa.
You're not using the studies right. How about doing a little research before you unbox and give them first impressions?
Oh my gosh, those people were mad. But as a complete end user, I am the person who prefers everything to be wrapped up in a pretty little bottle. See iPhone and AirPods. And I want everything to be seamless and beautiful. These are not seamless, not beautiful at all. But the AirPods design is I think is going to age well. It's going to age very well. It's very timeless. They're just like... soft stones that were plucked out of the river that are just glued to your ears. It's beautiful.
What does that even mean? Soft stones. Plucked out of a river.
Bloop. I get what you mean.
Like, I picture a Japanese garden.
Stone. Yeah, like a river, like a soft river stone. And
you guys are so beautiful today.
Thank you. Take two is always better.
Yep.
Man. So I think the design is going to age very well. I am a little sad I got white. I'm not keeping these, but I think from a durability perspective, I'm really worried about this mesh. I don't mind the white cups.
I'm really worried about the Cybertruck.
You are really worried about the Cybertruck, but that's actually my line, so you stole that. Since we're not doing an EV podcast, we had to fit that in for Mike.
There you go.
We can obviously exchange the ear cups very easily, and I do appreciate that. It's a great design. And I would imagine if I were using these white ones long term, I would probably want to replace these white ear cups maybe on like a monthly basis or something, because I'm sure these things are going to get pretty ugly and get yellowy. Yikes. And dirty. I'd like the white color, but I don't think it's going to be durable. All that to say, the mesh on the top, there's no way to replace this. And every time I put it on my hair, I'm like,
no, I don't think so.
Like, be picking up oils and like turning yellow or something. So I think
mine's collecting little flakes and stuff.
Yeah.
In conclusion, before we turn it over to you, Drew, and you give us your feedback, one thing that I'd be remiss if I didn't draw the comparison again. I'm glad they didn't call these studios, because they're not meant to be studios. Mm-hmm. As a producer in the audio space.
A full-time
producer, but regardless, when you produce music, when you produce audio, so including like voiceovers and stuff like this, your job is to make a one-size-fit-most like EarPods when they came out. And getting a flat headphone like this with just a cable, it's not power source or anything like that, it gives you the flattest output of what you actually would have in the project itself and what you're using. And I make it a point that it has to sound good on iPad, on iPhones, on headphones, on speakers, on cars, anywhere it is. Like, you want it to sound as balanced for all of them as much as possible, where these are true studio monitors, because they're meant to be studio integrated for that purpose. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have any features or switches to give me enhanced mode or anything like that.
You just plug it in and it works.
So this is stage one of work. This is the final stage of work. These things in general, and even the in-ears, they're all final stage products. And what these things do very well overall, what they all pretty much do in their own right, is they have their own unique feature, which it will focus its own, like, we're going to enhance the bass more. We're going to get the mids or the tweeter side of things to be more dynamic or enhanced. And hearing anything on these to be more immersive is a great user experience. If you bought these things, I think
You're gonna hear things.
You're gonna have a good product with this, and it's meant to be the end result. People who wanted these so they can record music or audio or anything like that, that's not what this is for. Jonathan Morrison put out a video showing how he's trying to track something with this and how bad it was. And the first thing he says in the video is, don't do this. But he did it for the challenge, and I respect the challenge, but he's right.
Even if you do buy the cable that should have come in the
it's not – it's that's not what these are for.
It's a terrible cable.
This is just another version of you being passively consuming the product, not engaged in doing something, even though this makes you feel pretty engaged. So my final thoughts on this particular product is that it should not be studio, and it changed my – I'm glad we got to try them out because it changed my needs of what I thought I was looking for over ears. And what I realized what I was looking for over ears was, can I replace these to be more than just one thing? Can it be a 2-in-1? Can it be a 3-in-1? And it can't. And I'm okay with it. And it also answered my question that everything that you get here, you get in this little headphone right here as well.
Yeah.
I would argue I think this is more comfortable of experience for ANC and for anything that you would have to do because it's light. Right there. You don't notice it. It gives you the lightness of what
– And these plastic. Are big. These big Those cans big. With all the microphones, if you're leaning or on your side or something, they pick up all the little sounds when you're on your bed or something. Whereas AirPods are so tiny that they take up fairly little – like it's hard to get those mics to pick up stuff brushing against them and things. That's just something I noticed moving from AirPods Pro to these.
I think for me at least AirPods Max have changed the way that I listen to music, and I'm very excited about this because previously I've been a very passive audio listener. I'll listen to a song kind of in the background while I'm working, maybe in one AirPod at like 20% volume. You know, I have the songs that I like, which are not of the mainstream. And I listened to those kind of in a passive way. But it wasn't until I got out the AirPods Max and I sat there on Randy's couch in the dark with my eyes closed, like that lady in the Apple ad floating in space.
Right.
With my music at like 80 or 90% volume with ANC on and just hearing every detail and every note that I didn't know existed in these songs that I've literally listened to thousands and thousands of times.
Yeah.
I have like a very small selection of songs that I listen to like 24/7. So I listen to these songs all the time. And with these headphones, I heard things that I'd never heard before. And I was very impressed when I was like.
And when he opened his eyes, he realized I was this close to him. He screamed at me and he punched me. He just screamed, "Oh my God!" And then he did he was doing it more than once. And I didn't know he had all that going on because even though there's a little bit of leakage that comes out of the headphones.
Yeah, there's some leakage.
He was doing it again. He was trying some rounds. And I was just like – he was sitting right here facing the lights, lights off. And he's just like meditating or something like Luke Skywalker in episode 8, just whatever. And so I lean in again.
I feel the breath on my neck. Yeah. And I'm just like, ah, the vampire found me.
So he was – someone who's a passive listener was forced to be immersed in the – and that's where I – genuine wow came from is that it gives you a full surround sound experience just right here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think even though we get spatial audio with the Pros, I don't think it gives you the same because there's more there's more hardware to be in here to give you better output as one should.
But it's marginally better. So after I finished listening to the Sonic Cocoons on my ears, I went ahead and put in the AirPods Pro because I was a little curious to see how that compared pretty much directly. And most of the time when I'm using AirPods Pro, I'm using them like this. One ear, lower volumes, not listening it for the notes and the detail. But when I sat in the dark room, turned up the volume, turned on ANC, and I just sat there and listened to the music, I heard about 95% of the range that I was hearing.
This is that diminishing returns I was talking
and
about.
And so if that 5% is really important to you, then I guess you're going to get AirPods Pro or AirPods Max over AirPods Pro. But for me, at least, there's no purpose in keeping these because of the price. And it's really sad because these are nice headphones.
They're the best headphones I've ever heard that I cannot recommend.
Yeah. It's a real shame because I feel like the audio department nailed it with transparency mode and audio quality, but so many other departments felt rushed and made stuff like this, which feels like they were given – it was like a speed run. Someone went and they were like, okay, you got to make a case in the next 15 minutes. Go! And they give them a piece of paper.
You have to hold it and only have one piece of tape and a piece of
right.
paper. And
they were just like, make it work. Make it happen. And the no on-off switch thing is bizarre. And I think there's potential for them to fix AirPods Max and make them more of a two-in-one type product. True. Because I really think – there's probably room and space in the market for Apple to make like a studio grade, great for logic, great for the Mac. You can plug in and equalize it and super low latency and have all that rich detail that you utilize in your studio headphones. And then at the same time, when you unplug, also being great for music playback on your iPhone and your iPad and spatial audio and noise canceling. It would be like a best of both merged into one product. And then even then, I could justify a $600 or $800 pair of headphones. I could be like, yeah, that's fair, because they're replacing something that even more expensive headphones can do, and they're also adding the benefit of not being just good for the Mac.
You get two headphones for one form factor.
Yeah,
that would make sense, but that's not what they did, and it's I don't think anywhere on the site they've showed it being used with a wire or with a Mac. It's only been pitched and marketed as wireless headphones, and in my opinion, like, AirPods Max have bizarrely and miraculously made Sony's and Bose headphones look cheap. I didn't think those were cheap, to be honest with you. Right. Like, all those other headphones before, I still considered that premium luxury. I didn't think they were made of plastic to be affordable. I thought they were made of plastic because they want to be lightweight and comfortable for this how you nice use them. Plastic. I mean,
this isn't like cheap plastic.
No, it's like high-quality stuff, so I don't... I don't see $399 as the affordable option. Like, a lot of people are trying to argue, like, well, you know, Apple's going for luxury. Apple's going for this. I still think $399 is kind of a lot for a pair of headphones. But because of how Apple sets the standard for pricing and how they get people comfortable paying for a certain amount of things, now we've reached a point where Sony's and Surface headphones and Bose headphones, now they look affordable. They look like the cheap alternative. But personally, I don't use those on the regular, but I have tried most of those individually, and I still think, similar to AirPods Max, the audio quality is fantastic. And I, like you guys said, with the law of diminishing returns, I don't think that extra 5% or that slightly improved, whether it be transparency mode or the Apple ecosystem support, I don't think that justifies, well, Apple ecosystem with AirPods is not even a great argument anymore with the number of issues we've run into with AirPods and FaceTime.
Oh, my goodness.
Holy crap, it's annoying.
That's the reason why we're redoing this.
Today has been a headache.
Production hell, as Elon would say.
That's,
as soon as we were on the FaceTime call and I put these on, like, the connection stopped, and then you guys couldn't get AirPods connected to your iPad, like... It used to be a decent argument. Now I would say it's kind of a drawback, is the automatic switching thing. Like, I'll be watching something on my iPad while I'm editing on the Mac, and it keeps wants to auto switching to the Mac. I'm like, stop it.
Right.
Stop.
Yeah, it's true. That's very true.
So the biggest problem, though, I think we can all agree, the biggest problem with the AirPods Max is the price, right? And
I think if they were $399, I could argue they have a decent market, and I could recommend
them. It'd be overpriced, but you could say the Apple tax is included, and you can add all this.
Yeah, $399 includes Apple tax to me.
That's that premium. Like, well,
these are what, $280?
$280 right now, but they retail.
And you have to put up with the charging method of Lightning, and there's absolutely no inductive method. Like, if these were plastic, and you could do MagSafe. Or if they made a normal-looking case like the ones the Sony came with, but with a MagSafe inside of it, so when you fold up the headphones, they align and magnetically start charging, just like normal AirPods.
That would be amazing.
That would then, even then, I could start to justify, okay, $550, because then we could say no compromise headphones, right? Like, $550 means best of the best, balls to the wall, no compromise. But we're getting all these compromises of Lightning and no audio jack included, which I don't really care about because I don't use audio jack cables. But if you're spending that kind of money, I feel like tagging on a $35 accessory after the fact is not okay.
That's the thing, too. Like, then the accessory as well. I think what the AirPods Max unintentional purpose was done is driven the sales of other products – that compete with it, like the ones you were naming. But I also would say it made me actually go from not liking my AirPods Pro to really being appreciative. Exactly. I'm very thankful now.
It's like these things are so tiny and they can do so much of the same.
Exactly. And you can fit this in your pocket. Whenever I'm walking around with AirPods,
you can't bring
Max,
this with you comfortably.
There they are on my neck, or I have them in my purse. And it's just, but the AirPods Pro are just so small and simple and compact.
That's not pocketable. That's a luggage item. That's something that's got to go in a suitcase, and it's not even
that
protective.
Stick that in my check bag. There's no protection there.
If anybody is going to argue, which they will, because we've seen how vocal they are. If you bought these, we're happy for you. I'm glad you got it. You're going to find your worth is subjective. So what is worth to you is that somebody told me, I think on Twitter or in one of the comments, that they wanted to get this over upgrading their phone. And it's in the sense that, like, well, there's nothing wrong with my older iPhone. So
about the same price.
Exactly. It's about the same price. So they chose this over upgrading a phone. They're like, I'm not hurting. I'm like, all right, then that's what it's worth to you. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, I promise, we're not bashing these, as more so we are trying to apply critical thinking as to the whole – the whole platform as a whole, not just with Apple ecosystem, but then its competitors as well. My intent with trying these out, and the reason why I even grabbed the Sony's, is I am trying to find out where does this belong. I found
what
my answer.
What problem does it solve?
Back at the Apple store, not in our house.
Yeah. it does solve a problem for – well, no. What problem is it trying to solve? I don't know if it's solved the problem. I know where it belongs in the trash. No, I'm just kidding. I know what market it fits. But that market is a very, very specific. It's like the Mac Pro Pro display, the XDR display. And like, there's a very specific market that all that would fit for. I would argue that these things I wouldn't be surprised if I start seeing all the celebrities wearing these because this is what's $550 to them.
Yeah.
I can see this being the new Louis Vuitton. You know, you're
going to
walk around. It's a branding
thing.
It's almost
as expensive as a Louis Vuitton purse.
And I'd be honest with you, I've never cared about those high-end like products and stuff like that. Yep. Like Ray-Bans, people – I thought I'll never spend more than $5 or something. But then I got Ray-Bans. But it's not because they're Ray-Bans and I want them. I would chip them off the logo if I could, like what Casey Neistat does. Yep. I do it because I actually like the quality built of the glass that's on it. So that's why I go with Ray-Bans. But I'm not trying to look for status symbols and stuff like this. And I feel like this is more status symbol than anything. You can't get – that's true. Wow, I'm such a hypocrite.
That's true.
And how many iPhones do you have?
I have a lot of iPhones. We'll get there. But all that to say that, like, this is a status symbol that if you want to, you know, brag with your presentation, more power to you. But if you are looking for practicality, I don't think that this will give you anything that you wouldn't truly get to experience here. If you are not an audiophile, and if you are an audiophile, you will appreciate these. But I would also argue that I'm not finding them as comfortable as those, as these, and there's
to
a
wear
lot
them,
of trade-off.
I prefer these comfort-wise to the Sonys. The Sonys, the ear cups, is that what they're called?
Sure.
They're not as deep. Like there's the foam is a lot closer, and with the AirPods Max, there's a lot of space between your ear and the driver, and I feel like my ears are a little more claustrophobic.
My ear feels like it has water in it right now because mine are defective and I'm hearing the right one rattle a bunch right now. It didn't at the beginning of the show, so I was like, okay, I'll keep them on. But now it started again and it's very distracting.
And if you take them off, we might lose connection.
I'm not taking them off. I'm afraid we're going to lose the –
I like the matte black, too, or the plastic, too. So
yeah, those are matte black, so.
Those are satin black.
Rubbery satin black, okay. Yeah.
This is a matte finish.
I like the white. Like, this is a nice color. Obviously, durability.
This reminds me of your drone, because it's so light, and it's meant to be. Mm. Whereas, not a drone. This reminds me of your drone. That's like, where it's like, why do I like
they're
these?
They're like, how light can we make them?
How light can we make them? Because these are meant, like, okay, you're going to travel on an airplane. They give you the airplane plug.
Yeah.
But, like, this solves a legit problem of travel. For people who long for like business travel, luxury, just when you're traveling on, this solves that problem. I wouldn't, honestly, if you're us, you stay home, you work from home, Mike, he said he loves these things.
Did he get AirPods, Mike?
He did, and he hasn't got them yet. He got them, though, because when he goes to work, he said the problem that this solves, he's like, yeah, I saw your unboxing. I got an answer for you. The problem it solves is it tells people, I'm working, don't bother me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's an interesting way of putting it. I if I'm in my office, you know, people know not to come in and bother me if I'm in here working. So that's my do not disturb. But he says wearing over ears, he prefers over ears over in ears because you visibly look like
a lot of people
like,
do.
Don't bother me. So in a work environment,
I've never had that issue.
Well, that's because you're the only employee.
Well, I just feel like the pods send the same message, but I don't have long hair that covers that up, I guess. But
that's Mike funny. Does not have long hair.
If someone comes up to me and tries to start talking, I don't mind pointing at the – I don't mind. I just not respond to them.
Keep working. I don't have coworkers anymore. I'm unemployed.
Other people can just figure out I can't hear them. That's fine.
Drew, question for you.
Okay.
You said $400 was like it would make more sense. Is that the absolute highest you would be willing to pay for them if you felt inclined to? Oh, we lost him.
Did we lose?
Oh, I'm back. Sorry. Oh, froze. I just – you guys were frozen for a second.
My heart just sank.
Okay.
Oh, like, so we're 30 minutes in.
To answer your question, I'm not an over-ear fan as a whole. I just mainly because of my head is – it may not appear so on camera, but my head is quite large compared to the average head size.
I can attest to this.
And my hair is very poofy. And – any band that goes over the top is instantly more noticeable and less comfortable than little pods. And I've always worn the little pods for as long back as I can remember. But these, they are very comfortable compared to other over-ears. But even if they were $350, $399, which is what I was expecting them to be, I was planning on returning them. And even if I was willing to pay $550, I'd return these because they're broken. But the headphones, if I was in the market for over-ears, I would go with are probably the Surface headphones because I tried them a couple years back and I really, really loved the noise cancellation, the sound quality, and the dials were wonderful. Like, I love the Digital Crown's good, but it's not, in my opinion, as good as having a full length circular and on both sides.
You want something that's tactile that you can
I like the tactile. The touch panels, tactile is better if you're interacting with something you can't look at. It doesn't make sense to do a touchpad when you're not interacting with the display. If you're just hearing something, I would much rather and there's dials on both sides. It can be noise cancellation or volume, and you can adjust them from any position. Imagine if they brought back the click wheel just on this, like an iPod.
Wow.
That would be weird. Digital Crown is good, better than the touch panel, but I think the Surface headphones too are like $250.
I'm looking, yeah, $249.
That's a way better deal.
But
I think that's.
But they have Cortana built in, so that immediately depreciates.
I don't use Siri on AirPods. I'm sorry. I don't. I don't use digital assistants anyway. I got my watch. That's how I do most of the stuff. But I would say $399 was my max, and I would say maybe $450. That would be pushing it. But $450 is probably top worst case scenario, like absolute maximum for me to actually say, yeah, I guess there could be a market. But my message to those out there, if you're looking for us to validate your purchase or verify that you made the right call, is we're not going to do it. If you're on the fence about these, they're not for you and you shouldn't buy them. The only people who should be buying them are the people who don't need a recommendation, are the people who don't need us telling you
people
if they're
like
good
Mike.
Or not.
Yeah.
People do not
who
care.
Just finished burning $100 bills to keep warm in the winter.
Yeah.
Those are the people who are using it.
People like Mike.
Yeah. If you do not.
Denver's cold this time of year.
If you saw them unveiled and you saw Apple talk about them and you were like, yes, I need them, I'm buying them, they're for you. If you're like, I'm not sure, I'm thinking about it, instant no. That's where I am on the subject. So.
Yeah.
Don't buy them if you're on the fence, or keep them if you're debating returning them. If you've bought them and you're thinking about returning them, return them. If there's any doubt in your mind. The only reason I say that is because the only people who really could justify $550 are the people that just notice something or appreciate something about AirPods Max that aren't there, that I'm not seeing, that are just appreciating something to the extent that there's no debate. That's who should
And that's the problem for me is that I see the benefit and I can get past the stupid carrying case. I can get past the heavy metal and looseness on my head. I can get past all of that and appreciate it. But $550 before you pay the sales tax.
Yeah.
And plus, you don't get the cable.
Without the cable.
Plus the dumb cable.
$550 when I could put that towards a new Mac?
You could get... Yeah, Steve Ballmer. You could get a Mac Mini for approximately the price of these headphones.
Fully subsidized. Yeah.
We did that last week.
It's like $550 fully subsidized. Yes.
Well, I will say
developers.
Yeah.
In the small niche of someone in the market for quality over-ear headphones, and they plan on buying a Mac for college, and if you can get them for $390 with the college discount, I would say okay, fair. But that's a very narrow, very niche, very specific market.
If you don't have to pay for them and you can get them.
Yeah. If they were free.
That would be great. I would love to recommend them if they were free. Or $199. That would also be fine.
So what if, Drew, what if these came for $549, uh-huh, instead of the bra case, what if these came with the world's best case?
That would help.
I'm talking a hard case that had a built-in battery like the AirPods, used some kind of inductive charging to charge the case, and a USB-C port, along with maybe a stand that allows you to mount it on your desk and charge the headphones from your stand, something like that.
Okay.
What if that now is we're all talking in the package for $550?
Oh.
World's coolest
I think
case.
Justifiable.
Literally made out of kitten
skin. I think... You would definitely have the argument of it being expensive and the Apple tax and all that, but I would recommend them a little bit easier because as I'm not an audiophile, so I can't provide that perspective, but I am fully ingrained and in depth in the Apple ecosystem. And as an Apple sheep, someone who uses an iPad Pro, an iMac, an iPhone, an Apple Watch, this requiring Lightning is an inconvenience because I can charge typical AirPods with MagSafe. That's pretty much my go-to for AirPods Pro. And they're pocketable. And with my iPhone, I only do MagSafe. With my Apple Watch, obviously, MagSafe Duo with the little puck. And I just have to drop something down to charge it, whereas these, I have to physically go grab a cable and have that Lightning cable accessible. You know, my mouse, I don't have a cable for this accessible all the time because it's like once every 6 weeks. So I just pull it out of storage when I need to. But this is like a every couple of days type charge. And Lightning for that is just – it's the single most expensive product that it only charges Lightning that Apple sells right now. There's no other Apple product more expensive.
Oh, no.
iPad Air is USB-C now.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
So iPad Mini is $399 with only Lightning. So it's very, very expensive product to put Lightning in, and they couldn't even put in USB audio so that you could – use the included cable to audio pass through on your MacBook or something like
that.
I did.
Need to do that.
It doesn't work.
Okay. So
USB audio is not
in the box.
Yeah, I'm not really an audio jack person. I don't normally use. I've actually been editing a lot of videos with these wirelessly, and I don't think the latency is that bad. But $399 is still expensive to me, so I can't recommend it.
The world's coolest case, almost $600 after tax would not sell you.
It would be a better argument.
This case would be the world's coolest case. It would literally cure.
No, if what you said happened, like the MagSafe and the very protective case, and they were USB-C, then I would be much more inclined to say, like, okay, it's a small market, but they have one. It would be similar to the HomePod. It's like it's a love letter to Apple sheep.
It would be less Pro Display XDR and more iMac Pro.
Sure. It's like there's a market. It's a small one, but there's a market. Whereas these are like,
XDR.
we can't say We can't say uncompromising is the problem. You have to put up with a lot of crap, and you're spending a lot, which is why it gets a no for me. But I think there's a lot of potential for Apple to fix it in a second gen.
Yeah, so Apple could fix this pretty easily. I mean, this product would be a no question recommendation if they changed one number on their website. Change that 5
That's
to a
it.
3.
That's all it takes.
That literally Apple could fix this. Tim, I fixed it.
And for for $350 and you still promote the $35
cable. Yeah. The exact same thing. Just
you are technically getting the same product as the Sony's, but with the Apple tax, and that would be competitive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very much. Okay.
I love the headphone. Yeah, I love the headphone, but it's not.
It's sad because I really want to love it, right? Like, I love this design. I really would love to walk around the airport with – we don't travel much anymore. But I would love to walk around the airport with these headphones around my neck or wherever. But I just don't – I can't.
What's the real rush?
I can't in the same breath say everyone should go get the iPhone 12 mini and save a couple bucks and then recommend everyone go buy these headphones.
It's
so hypocritical. Actually, me owning these headphones right now is probably hypocritical.
No, we're reviewing them.
Yeah, we're reviewing them. Speaking of things to review, Randy, we need to have a little bit of Apple Sheep Anonymous right now, Drew. So we're going to start the meeting.
My name is Drew.
The meeting is now in session. Drew, go ahead.
I'm an Appleholic.
Okay, how long have you been clean?
3 minutes.
Okay, so we're on step one of our 12-step plan.
Step one.
I am Nick, and I'm also an Appleholic, and I am on step zero of my 12-step plan.
Hi, I'm Randy, and my friends say that I have a problem, and I am an Appleholic. But honestly, I can justify all these prices. I don't need you people to tell me I can justify them.
No, come back. Come back to me.
So, the reason why Nick called this meeting for me is because I have a problem. Since the initial order, I have gone through 3 of these phones. And all for nothing because I'm not keeping it. I'm going through my 4th phone, the black one. I'm switching to the black one.
Looks familiar
because because I want, when I grow up, I want to be just like Drew.
Oh, really?
When I grow up to be sub 25 years old, I want to be just like Drew. So
sub 25. That's my age.
Sub 25. So, I don't think I ever want to go through this experience ever again.
This is all for colors, right?
No. Okay, so the one that I got that I unboxed with you had a screen issue. It was a strong tint.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't fix it. So I returned it. They mailed me a new one. This one. Well, not this exact one, but they mailed me another blue. And then, if I'm being really honest, very shortly afterwards, I dropped it and had a little scuff, and it was going to bother me for the rest of my life. So I went to the store, and I swapped it out, and I got this one. And this one, I was like, I put the screen protector on. I had a case, a blue case, a blue wallet. I was like, all right, this is my forever phone. And then Nick walks into my life a couple days ago.
He's blaming me for this?
I am. Of course. And he shows me his leather, his saddle brown leather. I'm like, let me put that on here. I put it on, and I go, wow, that looks amazing. And I left it at that. I was like, I might have to go get the brown one. I just left it at that. Yes, or 2 days ago, we went to go pick up the Sonys. And, yeah, that was 2 days ago, right?
Yeah.
All right, so I went to go pick up these Sonys. And at Best Buy, they had the black 12 mini. So I'm like, hey, look at that. I undock it, and I pick it up, and I go, wow, look at that. And I grab the blue, and I go, you know, wait a minute. It's really not all that black. It's that deep, deep, deep. And Nick's doing what he's doing with his phone. He's putting light on it. It's a deep, deep blue, almost like a purple, with mixed with this black. And I go,
I don't see
it's
it.
It's my slate black that I've wanted from the iPhone 5. And I looked at Nick, but I didn't say it out loud. And I go, and in my part of my mind is like, if Nick says it, and Nick goes, you know, it's not really not that black. There's some blue in there. I looked and I was like, you said it. And he goes, and he's like, what? And I go, I have to get the phone. I was feeling that, and I didn't know if it was a placebo or what I wanted to see. And I just go, if Apple has a 128 gig right now, I'm going to go buy it right now. Him challenging me, grabs his phone, goes onto the app and goes, Randy. And he shows me it, and I go, you did it again. So I bought it.
I did it again. That's implying I did it again.
Well, as in, like, first you said it out loud, so you solidified my thought.
What we're learning from this Apple Sheeps Anonymous meeting is that you're not accepting the problem as your own.
No. And
you're blaming
I them. Bought it with the case. And
no, we had to go back for the case on a different day. We've been to the Apple store.
Did I go back for the case?
Yes,
he did.
What happened here?
I don't know. What did you do?
We gotta go back. We're going back right now.
I'm returning it.
Return the whole phone while you're at it.
Yeah.
Switch to the green one.
No.
Brittany, she already has a green one. So I know. I just want to see. Do you have these cuts? You don't. What happened to me?
I never liked the leather.
Oh, I love the leather.
Perfect.
It ages too noticeably. I get the scratches. And the... I know, and I hate that. You guys like that.
That's the point here. Look at this. It's already picking up some of the bluing from my jeans.
Mm.
Yeah. Happy. Mm. Every piece of leather, it's like denim. Each one tells its own story.
Ooh. Mm. You know what? We should watch a Jeff Goldberg. Bloom.
Goldblum.
Goldblum.
Goldberg.
Denim.
You like cases Jewish. That tell their own story, but not phones.
Exactly.
Well, I was never sold on the blue.
Ooh.
But you scratched it and wanted to return it. That's not a story.
I was committed to it, but I was never sold on the blue. And the moment I saw Drew unbox the black, I was like, "That looks nice." Like I remember saying it on the like, "That looks nice."
If this had a black or like a darker blue.
If it matched the aluminum frame. I would do it. If I didn't do that, if that the black wasn't like that, I was very inclined to get the mint green as well. Because that
what about if they had a midnight green? Would you stick with that still?
Most likely. Yeah, I think so. I would have gone with the green theme, but I think the mint green was cool enough. Like, much like your phone, it's not actually white. There's a cream color to it that comes off like gold almost. Like there's no gold 12 this year, so if you wanted to get a gold... This is the closest that you would get to it, and I think this matches Nick's personality a lot. Yeah, it does.
Pure.
Pure.
Like the freshly driven color.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, Drew.
Drew, can you hear us?
Well, I hope you enjoyed one of those not-so-well-placed ad breaks, because we may or may not have had more production issues. FaceTime.
If you guys see an ad, it means FaceTime crashed.
Actually, maybe we should make FaceTime crash more often.
FaceTime will decide our ad breaks. That's what that means. So frustrated as you guys get, trust us. We're just as frustrated.
Actually, probably more.
I'm just as frustrated. I just found a little cut on the top of my leather case.
I know. What do you do with that thing?
I don't know.
So we've
you guys tried Fitness Plus?
Yes, actually. I need
you did?
No, I'm going to start tomorrow.
I have decided I'm going to start running and working out, and I'm never going to use Fitness Plus intentionally, just to prove to people I can get in shape without paying a company.
Boy, you sure showed me.
I don't get why people want to be in shape. Round is a shape. I'm round.
Yeah. I'm trying to get to round.
Exactly.
I'm trying to get to round.
I'm working my way up. I will say it's
one cheeseburger at a time.
Harder when you have a loving and supportive wife who tells you you look great, so there's less urgency. It's like, well, if she thinks I'm fine, what do I need to worry about? When I was younger and single, it was like, come on, want to look good. But now it's like, whatever.
Go text me. Go away. Go away. Don't bother me when I'm recording. Go
away. Come on, Kika.
Oh, my God.
It's okay.
No, it's my brother.
Wow, this show
I am literally working.
There's a reason why this show is the last one of the year, because this is...
He doesn't get the cue when I'm not looking at him. He walks closer.
So, hey, this is the last show of 2020.
It is.
2020 has been a rough year for a lot of people.
Yeah, great year. No problems.
Yeah, zero problems at all. Lots of people have died. Lots of people were born. Man, can you imagine having your birth year in 2020?
Ooh. My niece.
Your
born
niece.
Last month.
Mm-hmm. Your niece was born last month, yeah.
Very cute.
We've had a lot of good technology and bad technology. Why don't we just take a moment to review what we've talked about, what's happened this year?
I think that would be 2020 was the year we got the Surface Duo.
Yes. Oh,
one of
my goodness.
Microsoft's biggest flops in a long time. Another bad one, Surface Duo. And probably one of the worst would be the Surface Duo.
Okay. Well, I was actually going to spice things up a little bit and say the Flip. Both of
was
the
that
flip.
This year?
The Flip 2 and the... No, the Flip or the Fold. Fold, Flip, Fold.
Z Fold 2 was this year. I don't remember when the Z Flip was, to be honest. I'm trying to remember.
It might have been last year. It might have been last. No, maybe it was... I don't remember. I have no idea.
I'm going to check right now.
There were lots of really fun pieces of technology that came out. And there was also really sad stuff. So I think most of the things that are not Apple are...
It was this year.
It was this year? Wow, look at that.
Mm-hmm.
So, Randy, what do you think was the worst piece of technology this year?
I'm not going to say AirPods, whatever, because it's not bad technology. It's just a bad price.
AirPods. Mm-hmm.
It's just a bad price. It's not bad tech.
Just the case.
The case is not tech. It's a smart case, but it has a magnet in it, and it was made by a 4-year-old with some scissors and construction paper.
It says that in the inscription. Made by a 4-year-old with some scissors.
Designed by a 4-year-old in California.
In California.
I don't know what the worst tech. 12 Pro, because it's too similar to the 12.
Mm. Mm.
Well,
it's not bad tech.
Apple,
that's also just a bad price.
Apple or anything.
Yeah.
Those folding phones are the worst tech.
Yeah.
Mm.
Outside of Apple, those folding
but
phones.
But Randy,
Microsoft
I thought you said you have to try a product before you come to a judgment.
I saw it at Best Buy. I played around with it at Best Buy.
Which
foldable?
Flip 2.
No, not the Flip.
Z Fold 2.
The one that goes like this, not the clam one.
Yeah, the Fold 2.
The hot dog, not the hamburger.
So, but Drew, I did try it.
In the shape of a Z.
You know. Yes.
I did try it, Drew, and it is genuinely terrible.
The crease is so noticeable. I was walking up to it, and I just turned around and walked away.
I was putting pressure on it, and like I can scratch it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
and
where I was like,
you can scratch your leather case too. So could you imagine having a screen as delicate as a leather case?
Too soon, don't bring it up.
Okay,
but yeah. So I would say worst tech is these foldables. I appreciate the intent. I appreciate the willingness to try. It's still
I don't
worst tech.
I don't.
I mean,
it's like I don't appreciate
if Samsung only moved to foldables, then it's bad. But the fact that they still offer a flat display, I appreciate them just, hey. The same way I appreciate Apple making these. I ain't going to buy them, but they're there.
They are there.
So like 1,000 engineers come to Nick with the foldable, and they were like, we have worked tirelessly to fit a larger display you can fit in your pocket. And Nick's like, I don't really appreciate what you guys are doing right now.
Really,
I think you all should stop.
I think you all should go find jobs at Apple and not make something that's solid and doesn't bend. Jerry,
like MagSafe Duo, that's a good foldable.
Like MagSafe Duo, you know, that is a good products of the year, Drew. I know this is your absolute favorite product ever. It's beautiful, huh?
I use it every night. It's something about you didn't. I didn't think MagSafe. I thought it was really cool when it came out, but I didn't think it would make such a big difference. But every time I charge with it, it just provides this extra level of satisfaction and security knowing that it's charging when you hear that click and you hear that pop and being able to just pinch a little bit on the back to disconnect is so nice compared to standard Qi. Now if I try to use a Qi charger, it feels like I don't know if it's working or not. I'm like, wait.
Yep.
What? I've experienced that. What? Like, I think it's my favorite feature of the 12 lineup this year.
Wow.
We've got MagSafe. We've got OLED standard. We've got the mini form factor. And then we've got way at the bottom 5G.
5G made the list? Wait, what?
That's one of my favorite things. I guess I could just not include it.
Yeah. I think we just ignore that it exists.
I think if they offered a non-5G variant of every iPhone that did not even have a difference in price, same price, but no 5G, I would choose the no 5G one. If it meant we didn't have the little cutout on the side.
Just for voting with my dollars, I would agree with you there.
Just to vote on a purchasing, it's like, do you want 5G on your phone? Yes or no? No add-on price. It's just like, no. And then Apple's like, okay. They don't care.
Yeah, I think for my favorite product of 2020, obviously it's this charger. Look at this charger.
That thing is cute.
20-watt charger.
It's adorable.
For comparison, this is an Apple 5-watt charger. This is what they used to put in the boxes before they did fast charging. Look at this charger. It's so teeny tiny. Look at that thing. It is the size of a normal 5-watt charger, but it's 20 freaking watts. This charges my MacBook. This is not sponsored at all. I've seen all of the ads, all of the creators just talking about this because they've been paid by Anchor.
Apple needs to make that.
This is the best charger. It's USB-C. And it only takes up one little block on your charger, and it's perfect. This is amazing.
Mm. See, sometimes when Apple makes services, people claim monopoly. But sometimes Apple removes standard features, and that encourages competition. Now there's more reason to look at the third-party markets, and there you go.
Only $20 for that thing. That's how much this thing used to be.
Imagine if instead of, let's say in an alternate reality, they still include the charge brick, but they didn't up it to a giant 18-watt brick, but they kept the brick the exact same size. It just happened to be a fast-charging brick included.
What does PD stand for?
I think it's power delivery. I don't.
Delivery.
So, yeah, I highly recommend this Anchor thing because this is 20 watts and this is 18 watts. And look at the size difference here. Like, there's no comparison. This little
Apple must appreciate the design perfect. There.
Like, even this tops Magic Keyboard for me. This tops every product released in 2020 because it's just so, like, I didn't know that I needed it until I had two of them. And I was like, these are the best thing ever.
Can it charge your MacBook?
They charge my MacBook. It charges my MacBook, my iPad, MagSafe Duo with the
That would just feel weird, cable. Plugging in a brick that small to your MacBook.
It feels so weird, but it charges just fine. Obviously, if you're using Final Cut or something, your Mac isn't going to charge as fast. But it charges. I was so happy with this. And one thing that I really do hate about 2020, besides the pandemic and the wildfires and all the fun things that happened in 2020, I just love the fact that it came with USB-C. Okay.
I'm going to hang up and wait for the call.
And I think we lost Drew again.
Call back.
Oh my gosh, this is hilarious. Oh my gosh.
There.
This whole thing. Oh, it's a reason why this is the last show of the year.
Thank you to that sponsor. Moving back.
Randy and I are crying inside, but this is just funny now. Oh my gosh.
Thank you for that sponsor.
We're going to leave the number of ads in the show up to Apple and their FaceTime stability. I want the record to be known that we are using nothing but Apple hardware end to end. We are using
end-to-end.
iPad with Magic Keyboard with AirPods Max. So if you're trying to say that AirPods Max are worth it for the Apple ecosystem advantage, it's not a great argument. Oh, at this point, I feel like Surface headphones might result in the phone call ending less. Maybe we'll have less issues if we switch to more third-party hardware.
All right, fine with me. We'll don the Sonys here.
Are you guys planning on buying a new iPad Pro if it has mini LED, or is that kind of a skip feature for you guys?
Mm. I wish the software in iPad OS can actually show me battery health of the battery.
Mm. Me too.
You like how I completely pivoted, but you knew I was talking about the same way. I'm worried about the Cybertruck. Yes. It's actually coming full circle about the overall thing. You know where I'm going at
all
with
of
this.
That exactly when you said it.
That is,
it's not like we've done
that
before
is,
today.
That is my deciding factor, is my battery on this one.
So you don't know what it is?
I don't know.
Well, so, does it matter what the battery health is if it's fitting your workflow?
Yeah, because I undock a lot. Let me. If I'm below a certain percentage for a 2018 product, I this is my first long-term iPad. I don't know what is a proper time to refresh it. If that makes sense, I don't know.
It's just a matter of.
Just put them on top.
It's just a matter of do the new features warrant switching to, and if they're not worth it to you, then just keep using the old one. As long as it's working okay.
It's how well is my old features doing for me? I don't care about the new features as well as I care how sustainable is my old one going. Like this iMac, we all now experience how it's like, nope, it's time for a new one.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that part. I'm now just waiting on Apple to deliver, because if I order something, I'm going to be stuck with it for a while, because ship times for any of the products is January, February, regardless. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like late January, early February. So I can't, like, at this point, I might as well just wait to see if there's going to be a 13-inch 4-port.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to ride that out now. So,
as you should.
This is at the cap. It's time for the go. The iPad, I don't think so. But one of the things for me is how quickly am I losing my battery? That's the part that I'm more mm-hmm. focused on. So I don't really care what the new feature is when it comes to mini LED. I didn't care that this came with ProMotion. I cared that this had USB-C. I mm-hmm. cared that it had Apple Pencil support. I cared it had the design that we get with the phones now. And I cared that it had Face ID. I felt it was a more appropriate biometrics for authentication and everything else on an iPad than mm-hmm. maybe on a phone, because you don't have to reach in and touch right that, especially with the keyboard now.
Mm-hmm.
Where this sits right now is perfect. But I would upgrade it regardless if I'm like at 60% battery. I'm like, it's getting up there in age. You know, something to that effect. I gave you mm-hmm. not literally 60. I'm giving you not, but I want to know and gauge, and then based off of my emotional response to knowing what the battery health really is at, would tell me I should probably start getting at least mentally prepared, saving up for money, and get a new iPad Pro.
Okay.
What if there's some type of revamp, like maybe something we didn't see coming? Like if the next iPad Pro with its A14X chip is faster, and they throw in the extra RAM to now, it can exclusive – only that iPad Pro can run – whether it be Logic or Final Cut, and you can't get that on the old iPad Pro. Would a software exclusive make you upgrade like that?
Yes. Yes.
Me too. I'm in that boat.
More so than the display, whatever display panel mm-hmm. it's using, more so than mm-hmm. ProMotion, more so than LiDAR. I could do without software. The only thing that keeps this iPad from being a full-fledged PC killer
mm-hmm.
are those applications. And the only other thing now recently in our workflow is I would very much like to have some type of OBS, whether it's OBS Streamlabs or something to that effect. I that would make me like this, a fanless, thin iPad like that, doing all of this. That makes me excited. The same way I'm excited about the M1 chip is the same way. So software.
Okay.
Software exclusives will no matter what. Even if this was like, oh, battery health's only 98%. Gotta go. Sorry, you're not going to give me what I need now.
How about you, Nick? Are you going to be with your current iPad for a while? I know you just got it not too long ago.
So this is the fully equipped LiDAR sensor iPad, which, as we all know, is the only way to do iPad computing.
only.
There's only one way. I went all out on this iPad. This is a terabyte mm-hmm. LTE iPad Pro 12.9-inch. It was out the door with the keyboard and the Apple Pencil and Apple Care. It was over $2,200.
Yeah.
A very expensive machine.
Mm-hmm.
My purpose with it at the time, this time last year, 100% of the content creation that I was doing was on an iPad. So it made a lot of sense to max out, because previously I was using a 64 gigabyte 2018 iPad Pro. And that was limiting me in quite a few factors. It was very difficult to edit these shows because, you know, we all had larger video files back then.
Right.
And so I decided to bite the bullet and spend laptop, you know, good MacBook money on an iPad Pro. And I did, and I don't really have any regrets with it. I mean, it is kind of sad. I went to import some drone footage that we took yesterday, and I got when I went to import the footage and photos from the SD card, I got a pop-up that said, your iPad is full. It's like, I literally have 1 terabyte. So I went to the settings app, and it's like, you've used 360 gigabytes of your 1 terabyte. And I'm like, why do you think it's full? There's some weird thing with the files app. It's always trying to, like, cache files. And so anyway, it's
that would drive me nuts. Before,
so I got to reset this at some point, just completely wipe it and set it back up again to fix it. But it's these little things that, like, iOS doesn't know how to deal with a terabyte device yet. Because, you know, I wouldn't expect it to, I guess, in the number of people who have a terabyte iPad. But all that to say, right. this content creation device is wonderful. It's the fastest device that I have. I mean, I haven't done a Geekbench on my iPhone, so maybe it's a little faster. But as far as, like, editing a video and exporting it, it's leaks faster than my MacBook Pro in Final Cut, just because it's, you know, Apple Silicon A12Z chip. What I would love is, now that I'm using some more pro applications more frequently, like Motion and Final Cut and Logic, I would love to either A, have these apps available on this iPad, which is extremely capable, or have some kind of M1-based Mac. But at that point, the reason why I went all out on this iPad is because I knew that I wasn't interested in a Mac. And obviously, times change and needs change, which I do believe my needs have changed. I went from doing this podcast as a kind of hobby, and now it's looking to be my career. And, you know, it would make sense from a business expense perspective to, you know, bite the bullet and get a M1 Mac Mini or whatever. But I'm still always just trying to make what I have last, because at the end of the day, if it ain't broke, don't upgrade it. If it isn't actively slowing you down, like Randy's iMac, one of the reasons why we're redoing this is because Final Cut just crashed in the middle of, you know, trying to fix some other issues that it created. So if it's not actively slowing you down, there's no reason to change, unless there's, you know, some big, like the M1 Max is a great reason for me to upgrade from my 13-inch MacBook Pro from 2017.
That's leaps and bounds better and more capable.
But still, I have iPads. This very capable iPad. It's just the software that's limiting it. So I'm going to wait until iOS 15 to make any decisions, or iPadOS 15.
Okay.
Because if they can bring me Final Cut and, you know, maybe, because I am starting to, LumaFusion is great. I love LumaFusion. But I am now in my progression as a creative. I'm hitting the boundaries of what LumaFusion can do, especially with green screens and keys and you know, some of the LUTs and stuff that LumaFusion can support. I'm definitely enjoying some of the more pro features on Final Cut, but the problem is, if I edit something on my Mac, it's going to be dropping frames during the editing, even if it's a 1080 video. Exporting is going to take so long. So I don't use Final Cut on the daily, but I know that Pro Tool is going to be a lot better. So I really am hoping that with iPadOS 15, they bring, please, you already have them optimized for Big Sur on M1 chips. Bring the Pro apps to the iPad.
Right.
And then I will probably not need to upgrade and get a Mac at some point, because I do legitimately love using this iPad. It's my favorite device out of all of my devices. You know, if I had to have a desert island device, it would be the iPad Pro.
I think we're all on the same page of, like, if they could bring the same Pro apps that are on the Mac to the iPad, and it was not a matter of price or performance, you could get for the same price a MacBook or the same price an iPad with a keyboard. I think most of us would gravitate towards the iPad if the software was there. That's the only thing holding it back. And maybe Apple knows that, you know. Maybe they're hesitant to bring those Pro applications over because they know that that might butcher some of the MacBook line. I mean, personal preference, some people might just prefer the MacBooks overall, just from a traditional design standpoint, and they're not into the touchscreen stuff. But I don't know. Maybe Apple's holding that stuff in a vault and just being like, ah, that might hurt us too much. We're not going to release it. I don't know what they're thinking.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It'll be a service.
All that to say, though, I am very grateful that I upgraded when I did, because for a while we were getting rumors about a micro LED version coming like this time this year. And yeah. I remember when I first bought it, I was like, oh, there's going to be micro LEDs in 6 months. I'm going to be dropping a lot and I'm going to regret it. But it hasn't happened yet. I'm so thankful that I upgraded, because even if there is a new micro LED iPad, I'm not going to be upgrading this iPad for the foreseeable future. There's so much
room
with this computer. But I might be getting a Mac at some point for the Pro stuff.
You've never been looking at your iPad Pro and thought, the blacks aren't inky enough.
I have a few times, but it's not worth it. And it's still straight. It's still straight, folks.
Well, that's important.
Very happy with this fact.
Yes, Nick is still straight, folks.
Thank you. I was a little worried for a little while, but...
I'm thinking, because I skipped the last iPad Pro update, that if I do get this one, I would most likely sell my old iPad Pro to help offset a lot of the cost. It would be much, much easier if I could keep using my old keyboard case. So I really hope they don't change standards at the last second. We made the camera bump a little bit bigger now, so it doesn't work. You know, I would hate that. But I'm curious to see if it's that noticeable to have mini LED on a design that big and stuff. But I got to admit, it would still be quite a stretch, like, to say I need that type of upgrade. I really don't. Yeah. But if they... Like you guys said, if they bring some kind of pro grade software and it's only on that model, that would be something. And even if they brought out that software and said older iPad Pros can still run it, I would probably still want to upgrade, because this is a 64 gig iPad Pro from 2018. Yeah, and if I had Final Cut that I could edit on the iPad, I would want something probably with more storage, and I'll be able to say, okay, it lasts me 3 years. That's pretty good for a tablet I bought in 2018 to last me into 2021. Not bad. Okay, it's time to replace, but we'll know the base will be at least 128 gig, but that would be so cool. I want that to be a thing. I'm envisioning that now, just being able to pull out the iPad Pro and have full Final Cut control over video editing and dragging in all those complex files.
I've messed with it a few times with what was that, display sharing or whatever on Mac OS.
Oh yeah,
and it's like I could probably do this.
The only button that the iPad Magic Keyboard doesn't have that I would feel the necessity for is my escape key to exit
there's
out of Windows.
Key. There's a hot key.
Oh, I know. Escape. I know. There's workarounds, but I'm just saying, like, a dedicated. Because you got the command, because command plus or command minus helps me zoom in or out of the timeline. In Logic, you use option and you use the trackpad to go up or down to zoom, open up the audio wave file or pitch down more if you want to condense the timeline. So you have all the keys that you need here that are on there, and that one has a dedicated little like emoji one and.
Well,
all that stuff, but much very much. I'm comparing everything to how LumaFusion works and how great it works. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, Apple could leaps and bounds LumaFusion. And I, not as a knock to LumaFusion, I love LumaFusion, but to see Final Cut come in and actually give you now the Final Cut like editing capabilities of color grading and everything else. And just the same thing with Logic, like GarageBand on iPad is good. But it's so limiting compared to what Logic is. And seeing even a fraction of what Logic would have over GarageBand put on to here would, change. It changes everything.
Mm. Yeah. And honestly, I would also make a little caveat. I would also want monitor support and probably like USB dock support.
Please.
That'd be nice.
Because with my current setup, I do have the MacBook Pro and then a big monitor. And I don't know if I'd want to give that up full time.
I agree.
True.
I agree to that.
That's another big feature.
I would have my big keyboard with a numpad and you know, all the function keys back. So
that's true.
And I want iPad Pro Max.
iPad Pro Max, 16-inch iPad.
That's it.
The giant one with four USB-C ports at the at the bottom.
I want iPad Pro Max.
Introducing iPad Pro Max.
I never showed the display yet. Why are you showing it now?
Oh,
it's never been revealed.
Oops. The audio listeners don't know. I want this part of the reason I'm so excited for the redesigned iMac is just because it'll remind me of a giant iPad.
Yes.
Make every Apple product more like the iPad Pro. everything. Just adopt more of the magnets, the squares, the USB-C, the ProMotion.
What if the new iMac is actually the iPad Pro Max, and the little iMac stand is just an enhanced MagSafe connection?
Perfection.
Where you just pop it on and pop it off.
Perfection.
You have this 27-inch iPad that you can take around the house, and, you know, like the Surface Duo or whatever that is.
I wouldn't be against a product like the Surface Studio that when it's upright, it's Mac OS, and when you swivel it down, it turns into iPad OS.
Ooh.
And one of those, like, two-in-one products. Like,
yeah.
I would get something like that if I could. Because right now, like, when I do my thumbnails, I use my iPad for the pencil and the designing the text the right way and being able to interact with it. And then I edit all my videos on the Mac with Final Cut and everything. So if there was a product that could swivel into the tablet mode and have that giant canvas and I could make thumbnails with it down that way, I mean, it would be pretty gross. The screen would have fingerprints all over it. But it would be cool to just be in the middle of editing and then be like, okay, time for a thumbnail. And then have this giant canvas. I would look like an artist, even though I'm not drawing anything. It'll just be like,
it's digital art. It counts.
Yes. All right. Closing thoughts for the year, gentlemen.
Man,
what a year.
2020.
I'm going to take the L on this one.
Oh wow.
We're gonna toast. Let's toast to 2021. A better year than 2020, possibly.
The Maybe. Bar has never been lower, 2021. You can do it. This is our best chance yet of having a better year than the year before.
Cheers.
Oh boy.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for watching. And we'll see you all
next year.
Next year with a brand new everything.
We need to hype this up a little because we
have a brand new everything.
We're not done yet. We're not done yet.
I haven't seen it.
You have not seen nothing. Any of the things that we
Drew, out of anybody, you're going to love what... Oh,
man.
Is it a bunch of pictures of me wearing the smart case?
The Apple thong, yes.
The Apple thong. Oh, my gosh.
It actually kind of looks like a little diaper.
Oh my gosh, Drew. Go change your Huggies.
Oh my gosh, no.
Uh-oh, somebody made boom boom.
No. Oh my goodness. Okay, so we got tons of stuff coming up starting in January. Be looking for Series 5. We're so excited. I have so much stuff that I've been working on. Randy has so much stuff he's been working on. Drew, per the usual, is just doing random things. But
I do nothing.
He does do that.
Yeah,
that's true. All right, we should end it for the year.
We love you all. Have a great new year, great Christmas.
Thank you for staying
Stay
with us.
Stay safe out there.
Through all the technical difficulties.
Don't buy AirPods Max.
Yeah, don't
Air Power's dead.
It's been real. It's been fun. I can't say it's been real fun.
Nope, not at all.
Bye. Bye-bye.